Jerry Bader Show 954. Finished with calls on this, but just some final thoughts. And one that a caller brought up and we didn't spend enough time on. We're talking about a survey that shows parents now really don't respect their kids' teachers. They used to 91%, now it's 49%. Remember that cycle of irresponsible parents that started with the baby boom? Yeah, that includes teachers too. So they're really not two separate variables, are they? Just as a society, we have become more disrespectful of authority, and that includes teachers. A liberal sibling emailed, well, what about conservative talk show hosts trashing teachers for the past 25 years? Some deserve it. But separate teachers from the education establishment. That's the real villain of conservatives. Unions who were only, and I never understood this, why good teachers want to protect bad teachers. Because that's all the union did. That's why it's difficult for me to parse out this ratio. Jason says 90% parents, 10% teachers are to blame. That parents don't respect teachers because parents don't respect themselves and aren't much more mature than their children. In a lot of cases, that's true. And as I said, but teachers have pointed out to us. Jason notices this too in the parent-teachers conference. Oh, we're so glad you're so dialed in. We heard that over and over and over and over and over and over, which means you're the minority. If it's that's shocking to them that you're that dialed in, you're the minority. And yeah, there are really bad teachers. I'm not sure where that number lies, and I'm not exactly sure what the answer is. We do have to have a strategy where the if you have a rotten kid that won't do their schoolwork or won't behave, at some point they should be kicked out of school. But you would really have to drill down into this data. And why? Why don't parents respect teachers? And that's where you would get the answers. Do you think they're too hard on your kids? Any parent who thinks that should be kicked in the butt. Now, there are some hard-nosed teachers. I mean, let's be real. I just think it's this. I have called for years liberals teenagers that never grew up. That's what liberalism is. Total freedom with zero responsibility. And I think that's coming to roost in both parents and teachers. So I have a hard time assigning a number to it. It's a very nebulous thing, but I tell you what, if we're going to move forward as a society and as an improved education system, we do have to figure out what it is. All right, coming up in the next hour, a couple of things. Scott Walker gave a great State of the State address. It is being marred by the fact that one of the skilled trade laborers that he applauded is a convicted sex offender and multiple DUI. This, of course, is tainting the whole thing. I want to talk about a couple of things on that in the next hour. One, I do want to address the fact that this lightning keeps striking Scott Walker. Two, the rank hypocrisy of liberals who think there's something terrible about a convicted sex offender and DUI who's being given a second chance. That's their hero. They should be applauding him. Because we're not supposed to judge people by their criminal record. Remember, that's the liberal way. In fact, isn't this guy a prototypical model of what liberals want? You give someone who is a convicted felon a second chance. Aaron's picked him because he's a good employee. So they're the hypocrites there. We'll get to that. And something I found online at a Wisconsin newspaper letter to the editor. Why would Fleet Farm sell this dangerous weapon? We will address that. It all starts at 10:06. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.